Good morning.
Now, Tiff, I don't know if you know this, but Ed Cavalier has been shouting from the rooftops about the amount of action he's getting now that you're about to have a baby. Are you happy with him?
All we talk about off air.
Yeah, look, he's being very cooperative because I've got all these hormones and I'm a bit rampant and it's much more than normal. Like and we're third trimester now, so it is like Ninja Warrior, like you said. There's been a fit ball and like it's angles and it's
a
like
fit ball?
Sorry, what?
A and you really ball? have to work with it. Yeah. Work with it.
Hang on. This is the headline, not for the week or the month, possibly the year.
My PT equipment.
Yeah. Tiff Hall, who's about to have a baby, is involving a fit ball in intimate relations with her husband.
When our son goes to bed. Yeah. When our son goes to bed, when I see the fit ball, I think this isn't crunches.
Wait. Is Ed lying on the fit ball or are you?
No, not me.
So, but that involves balance, though. I mean, fit ball's hard even if you're not pregnant and you're not doing the wild thing.
I know. It's a workout as well. But, I mean, Ed is just so cooperative because, poor darling, he's tired.
No, I love it.
Sometimes he gets bloated. Sometimes he just wants to watch telly or play the PlayStation.
No, I don't want to do any of those things.
But then there's no result for him. Like, you know, I mean, obviously Ed is someone who only...
Ed only does that to procreate.
It's part of his religion.
What, so you don't derive any joy?
I derive a lot of joy in it.
No, he's been really, really good. And just the stamina, Ed, I appreciate
Thank you so much.
Oh, here we go.
Thank you so much.
Can I ask, though, how often are we talking here?
Oh, I would do it every day, but Ed is just not up to it.
That's pathetic. He's up for a gym session every day.
Yeah, exactly.
What are you doing,
and
Ed?
That's what I said to him. I said, reserve the energy. And he's like, he'll look at me like, nah.
That's not what
Tiff,
I do.
I've seen this man do 60 chin-ups in a row. And you are rejecting your wife? When she's on her football? This is crazy.
Okay.
Hey, Tiff, can I just, like, so I reckon when I got pregnant with Eliza, conception was probably the last time.
That's depressing.
You're not with that
until
guy
Until way
anymore.
Post-birth.
Really?
Yes. What the
I
hell?
I just been consumed by hormones. I swear it's not normal, like, not normal for me, frequency-wise. But, you know, even... I feel I'm so much bigger, but I've got big boobs.
Yeah.
First time since Arnold, I've got double D's. I'm usually like struggling for an A cup. So I'm just like, come on, Ed.
It's like it's a different woman.
Exactly. It's like you're cheating on your pregnant wife. It's like
that's
amazing. Before this is the greatest thing in the world.
But I don't think you are alone, Tiff. I do remember my wife also being keener.
Horny.
You know, and for me, the thing is, though, it stops as soon as the baby's born for a little while.
Yes, I know it's going to stop. And the sleep deprivation and you smell that baby vomit. And so, Ed has to enjoy it and come to the party now and put in. Because, in about 5 weeks, it's going to be nutter.
Because that's the thing. They say to women, oh, bank your sleep, which is ridiculous because you can't bank your sleep before the baby comes. But can you bank your
Other
non-sleep.
Stuff?
Your non-sleep. TXO Live is where you'll find a great...
Can we get some fit ball videos? Can we find some?
I regret it now.
They're on the app.
Fit ball training.
Do you use a communal one, Tiff, or it's your own private?
No, we're at the gym.